USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he's hoping President Trump's address to the nation last night on border security will move things a few steps closer to ending the partial government shutdown.
There's a deal to be had here, but it's hard to get a deal when people you're dealing with call you a racist because you want a border security wall.
The president saying in his first ever Oval Office address to the nation,
my administration is doing everything in our power to help those impacted by the situation. But the only solution is for Democrats to pass a spending bill that defends our borders and reopens the government.
In their rebuttal, Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi accused the president of promoting misinformation and malice in his address. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. You'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. Use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
U.S. House Democrats now mobilizing, trying to defend the Affordable Care Act. They'll be voting today to authorize House lawyers to fight a challenge to the law known as Obamacare, as last month a federal judge in Texas agreed with 20 Republican state attorneys general and ruled the law unconstitutional, but stayed his ruling while the case goes through the appeals process. Apple is scaling back first quarter production plans for three new iPhones. Reports out just this morning say Apple is cutting planned production for the models by about 10% in the first 3 months of the year. The cuts reflecting weakening demand for iPhones, particularly in China, the world's biggest smartphone market. Actor Jim Parsons turns down a $50 million offer to appear in a 13th season of the hit CBS TV series The Big Bang Theory, saying that he believes they've done as much as they can with the concept of that show. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
North Korea's leader spending much of this week in China, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Kim Jong-un arriving in Beijing, China, by train on Tuesday morning, and Chinese state media says he was invited by Chinese President Xi Jinping and is to stay in China until Thursday. Kim rarely makes any international journeys. The few that he has made have mostly been to China, which, of course, is North Korea's closest ally. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Services were held Tuesday for 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes, killed in a drive-by shooting in the Houston area December 30th as she sat in the back seat of her mother's car. The Porsche at Washington thanked the large crowd that turned out at the church.
This was a wonderful turnout, and I'm just so grateful for everybody in here. You just don't understand. I didn't think it was going to be this big, but it is big, and it is a celebration, and I just want to thank everybody.
Murder charges have now been filed against two men who apparently fired at the wrong car. History made in Colorado Tuesday, the first openly gay man elected governor of any U.S. state. Jared Polis took the oath of office in Denver.
Our mission now is to make Colorado a place where all families have the chance to thrive today, tomorrow, and for generations to come.
Polis served Colorado in the House of Representatives for the past 10 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.